Welcome to Within Brim's Skin with me, Brimstone, where every episode is filled to the rim with more brim than you can handle. Stay tuned as I dive into a variety of topics that I can get behind, as well as the ones that just burn me up. So buckle up, strap in, because it's about to go down. It's time. It's Within Brim Skin time.
What up, everybody?
Super, super stoked. Third time's a charm. If you guys haven't noticed, we've been doing like this thing, you know, like I've been each episode, if you follow us on IMDb, each episode, it's, you know, in the beginning, which is number one, and then, you know, something to do with second, number two, you know, second coming, and then now third time's a charm. So I'm going to see how far I can go with that.
So that's going to be the name of this episode?
That's going to be the name of this episode.
All right, I already
third
know
what time's
I'm
calling a
it.
Charm.
Cool.
Isn't that cool?
I like it.
I think, see, Maddie in the office is like, you need to continue doing that. And I was like, that's a good idea. Maybe I should.
Yeah, I like the names. I like the names a lot.
That's all right. Good. As long as you like them, I don't care if anybody else likes them.
I think you actually need to focus on the other people, not just me. But okay.
Anyway, so again, welcome to Within Brimskin. It's me, Brimstone. I got my little buddy Alex here.
Ayo.
It's going to be a really fun episode. Got a lot of cool things planned. One thing I definitely wanted to talk about. So this past week, we had hosted the Polar Plunge. Okay, which very proud of you, little man. Ran into the cold waters
in
the snow, mind you. But you know that was really cool. You know, afterwards, you know, I hadn't eaten all morning. I was really really tired. You know, got up early to get there. I shot out to go and grab some lunch with Danielle and Haley.
All right,
and so we went to a restaurant. I was like, you know what, we haven't been to this place in a while. I'm not gonna say where it was because I don't want to blow up anybody's spots. But at the end of the day, I'm sick and tired of lazy restaurants. Okay?
Damn.
I'm sick and tired of them.
What
now,
they
listen,
do.
Okay, we're going to get to that.
Okay.
Now, the fact of the matter is that, you know, I did, for three seasons, I did Food Hound Tidbits. I toured the world. I've been to a tremendous amount of amazing locations all around the country. And the fact of the matter is that, you know, you can tell good service when you're getting good service. You can tell okay service when you're getting okay service. And you could certainly tell horrible, bad, the worst service you're getting horrible, no good service. That being said, okay, I walked into this restaurant and I was really kind of, you know, beside myself, because at the end of the day, I went up, I said, you know, it's just for three. All right. You know,
okay.
How many? Three. Now, mind you, there's about five people up at the front. Five people.
All right.
This is people that work there, a manager and a few employees. They were just sitting there. And then all of a sudden you hear this, because there's nobody else in the restaurant. Nobody else to be seen. I'm looking around, and all I see is absolutely, positively nothing. So I say, okay, all right, you know, how long is the wait? They're like, oh, it's going to be about 10, 15 minutes. I said, but there's nobody in the restaurant. They're like, well, no, there are people in there, but, you know, we have to get yourself, you know, get the table set up and so forth. I'm like, okay. 10, 15 minutes, there's other people that are waiting to go in. And meanwhile, there was nobody in the restaurant. Now, that being said, after 15, 20 minutes, finally getting a seat, and the only reason why I didn't leave is that I was already pissed off. I didn't want to go somewhere else, take it out on anybody else. So, you know, we went over there, and we sat down. The waitress, she was actually really good. She acted like she didn't give AF, all right? She didn't care. But the fact of the matter is that, you know, she was on it. You know, she did come over. She made sure. When, you know, I have this thing, and maybe I'm a prick for doing it, but, you know, I always say my wife and I have this thing, you know, I have the water, and when I drink my water, I drink a lot of water, especially when I'm out.
I'm just like you.
There you go.
I go through it.
When I finish it, I put it at the edge of the table,
and
I say, okay, let's see if they know what to do.
Exactly.
Okay? And that's not, you know, cool of me, but you know, at the end of the day, I'm being polite to put my cup there to say, hey, I'm going to need, you know, more water. So, you know, you as the wait staff should be like, all right, cool, because, you know, that's going to decide how much of a tip I'm going to give you.
Right.
Normally, I'll give 20%. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or more. It depends on how good they are. But at the end of the day, you know, at least make sure that my water's refilled.
Right.
She was really good, and that's how I begin to base a wait staff. All right?
Okay.
That being said, Everything came out pretty decent except my ribs. I ordered a rack of ribs because I was hungry, and my ribs were cold.
Ooh.
So I had waited
no cold ribs
way too long. I got the and I'm like, so I said to the girl, I go, hey, my ribs are cold. Everything else is good, but my ribs are cold. So she's like, they're cold. I was like, yeah. She goes, okay. So she says, I'm gonna take them to the back and we'll get you a new rack of ribs. Now I had taken the sweet potato off because I wanted, you know, I was eating something because that was warm.
Right,
it was
right,
good.
Right.
So I was sitting and eating that, and let me tell you, sweet potatoes, so delicious, so delicious.
Nice.
That's it. So, anyway, that being said, another 15 minutes goes by. And she brings out the ribs.
Okay.
It's the same rack.
Oh,
just
yeah. I mean,
it up.
They never really remake them.
With a new sweet potato. Okay.
Oh, well, you got new sweets.
So they were like, all right, well, you know, like kind of like, oh, here, this is a new rack of ribs and so forth. So I said to the girl, I go, by the way, that's the same rack of ribs. She looked mortified because, like, oh my God, he figured it out. So, like, oh my God, he figured it out. So she's like, oh, I'm so sorry. Yeah, yeah, it's the same rack of ribs. I said, all right. So I was hungry, so I started eating it.
Yeah.
What do you call it? So that what happened there was about 10 minutes later, she comes over with a a to-go bag, and she goes, oh, here, this is for you. So she actually was bringing me over another rack of ribs and sweet potato and said, oh, this is for you to take home, as if they were like thought of that before. So at the end of the day, it was like, yay, I got an extra rack of ribs, but I would have rather it been done the first time right.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I would have rather it be. But you know what? Hey, you got two racks of ribs.
I did. Now, this is not the first time this has happened. I mean, it's happened before. There's another spot that, you know, is another barbecue joint, okay?
Okay.
And, you know, it's like the same thing. I went into this place, and the guy, the ghost town, legitimately a ghost town. So when I went in, what do you call it? You know, I was there for Dylan's birthday. So okay. It was like in June, you know what I mean? And so we're in there, and there's nobody. It is literally maybe two families in there. We were waiting and waiting and waiting for 20 minutes. We didn't even see anybody that worked there. Finally, I'm like, you know, because my son wanted to go, and I was like, right. All right, we'll go there. And so what happened was we got in, and, you know, I finally got somebody. I go, excuse me. I said, it would be really nice if we were able to get a seat. He says, oh, well, we're very busy right now. I said, what? I said, you're empty. He goes, no, we're very busy right now. I'm sorry. So, and then he walks away. So I go, okay. So I took my phone, and now I happen to have a connection with this company's corporate office, and I talked to them via Twitter.
Oh, really?
So I went, I went out, and I started taking pictures of just how busy they were. Every room's empty. And I taken all the pictures, and the guy comes up, same guy, excuse me, sir, can I help you with something? And I was like, oh, no, you don't have to help me with anything. I'm taking pictures of how busy you are because I actually happen to know people over at your corporate office that might want to see just how busy you are.
Ooh.
His jaw dropped, ran and got the manager. They had me seated, comped the meal.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
And we're apologetic because I called, I let corporate know, and corporate messaged them, was like, hey, excuse, you know what's going on right now? So yeah, so it was a pretty interesting thing. And so then about a month or so afterwards, we were signing at an event here on the island.
Okay.
And guess who walks past?
Who?
The same guy who gave me the attitude. He looks over, he sees me, his eyes wide open.
Oh my.
I'm like, hey, how you doing? Bet you wish you would have, you know, taken good care of me. You know what I mean? And it doesn't matter who I am. You know what I mean? The fact of the matter is they should treat everybody equally. Everybody should be good. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
everybody
yeah.
should be treated well. So that being said, you know, I'm just... It is what it is, man. You know, people are just people, and some people are just jackasses.
Yeah, it happens,
That
know.
Being said, I wanted to throw some congratulations out. So, we just got great news.
What?
Last week. The D-Generation X
okay.
is going to be inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame.
Really?
Which means that my old friend, rest in peace, I love you, China, is finally making it into the WWE Hall of Fame. Well deserved, and I gotta tell you, I'm so happy because she should have been in there years ago before half the people that got in there got their sorry asses in there. She should have taken that.
Well, now she's in that.
Now she's in that. So
awesome.
I love you, China, and you know, I'm rooting for you down here. So had to do that little thing with, you know, the DX
hey,
and No. It builds up to it. I thought that was interesting.
No,
right?
It's awesome. Glad that they're WWE Hall of Fame. That's what you said?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
So she, you know, she passed away a couple years ago, you know, and she was a dear friend, loved her to death. And the fact of the matter is she pioneered the new wave of women's professional wrestling.
Really?
Yeah. So, you know, the fact of the matter is that she should have been inducted way sooner, but due to little conflicts within the corporation itself, it hadn't happened, but okay. Now she's going to be in, but she's in under DX. Whatever, she's in. That's all that matters to me. That's all that matters to me. How much time do we have in this?
No time.
No time?
No time.
Why don't we do this? Let's take a quick break, and we'll get right back with Within Brim Skin.
Border hounds, food hounds, GHR fans, let's get social. Hit me up on all my official social media, at The Real Brimstone on Instagram, Entrance to Hell on Twitter, relax, it's only a gimmick, and at Brimstone on Facebook. Connect direct with your main man from the wasteland. I only communicate on my official accounts, so beware and be aware of fakes. Catch you on the interwebs.
Hey, this is Brian Holleran. You might know me from such great films as Clerks, Clerks 2, Mallrats, Vulgar, Brutal Massacre. And you're listening to my brother Brimstone.
In a world where our food is unseasoned by the proper sauces, there is one sauce that has that extra special umami boost in which you seek.
Kikkoman!
Prepare your mind, body, and soul for that terrific touch of soy or teriyaki that will transform your taste buds into a typhoon of unbridled flavor behavior.
Yada!
Traditionally brewed soy sauce, kicking taste into tongues with the same great recipe for 300 years.
Kikkoman!
Enhance the essence of every meal by making yours Kikkoman and pick up your own stash of original, less sodium, gluten-free soy sauces,
teriyaki marinade,
and other mouth-watering products from Kikkoman at your local grocery store.
Kikkoman!
Making soy sauce kick again.
Hey, this is Brutus the Barber Beefcake, and you're listening to my brother Brimstone.
And we're back. Alex, we're back.
We're back?
We're back.
Yes.
You know what we're going to talk about?
What are we talking about?
The Flippin' Momo Challenge.
Ooh. What is the Momo Challenge?
You're not familiar with it at all?
I am actually not.
You are, because you spoke about it on GHR last week.
See, you said Momo Challenge,
yeah.
And my first thought is
Mo Monique. In the office.
Yeah, I thought it was like some challenge that Mo was making for like social media or something.
No, Mo is Fofike. Momike Fofike.
So that's going to be the Fofo
anyway,
Challenge.
That's the Fofo Challenge.
The Mofo Challenge.
The Mofo Challenge.
Oh, wait, no, not the Mofo Challenge.
Well, it could be. Anyway, the Momo Challenge. I think this thing is crazy. If you're not familiar with it, it's very interesting. It's obviously, it's a hoax that started gaining attention in 2018 now. It actually spread like a virus. It was on Facebook, other social media.
Yeah.
And the deal was this. Supposedly, children were enticed by a user named Momo. All right. And they were to perform dangerous tasks, including self-harm, suicide, and violent attacks. Okay, so now this is a thing that it's telling the kids to do all these crazy things. Now, that being said, of course, there are bad people in the world, and people started presenting themselves as the character on like that app, you know, WhatsApp.
On WhatsApp or on TikTok?
Well, on TikTok and WhatsApp.
Okay.
I was going to say TikTok, but since you said it, you got it. Okay. And they were basically trying to get people to contact them on their cell phones. You know, isn't that a little bit familiar sounding? Like,
hello, Sydney.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Hello, Sydney.
You know what I'm saying? On top of that, you know, people started pulling from like cartoons on YouTube and stuff. I don't understand. Don't people learn anything from movies?
No.
Like, they don't you watch movies? You know, anything like to do with like phones and games and stuff like that? Yes, no, maybe so. I don't know.
People don't learn from movies.
Watch movies here.
Shall we play a game?
No, the answer is no, you don't play a game. Why? Because otherwise you're going to blow the goddamn world up, right?
Well, I mean, they, to be fair, they only almost blew the world up.
This is true.
They didn't actually blow it up. They were about like, I don't know, like what, 10 seconds away from nuking Russia?
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, but it's still 10 seconds. They had 10 seconds left.
10 seconds left, and they did it. But anyway, so what do you call it? But still, it's like, don't you learn anything? Watch movies, and then maybe you'll understand. You don't pick up the phone for straight. Listen, when somebody calls my phone, if I don't know the number, I'm not picking it up.
I unfortunately, I have to. I have a lot of people in my phone that I don't have programmed in, so like...
Shame on you. You, the engineer, doesn't have anything programmed.
No. Well, to be fair, I got a new phone not that long ago.
This is true, but your job is like programming.
Yeah, but like, time.
Listen, when you go to the toilet, you take it with you, and what do you call it, you know, and of course, you know what I'm saying, you'll have plenty of time to get it done.
Yeah.
So anyway, going back to the story, so, you know, you got shows like, you know, Peppa Pig, and, you know, videos about Fortnite, and basically what's happening is people are pulling them off, they're recutting them, and then sticking them back up with gory or scary pictures in them. Now, the crazy thing is... Parents, listen, if you care about your kids, which you should, pay attention to what they're doing.
Yeah, they should really pay attention to what they're doing. There's a lot, I mean, but there's a lot of bad things out there on the internet. You're not going to be able to shield your child from everything.
No, you don't. But at the end of the day, it's still pay attention to what your kids are doing. There's no excuse whatsoever that that you shouldn't be paying attention. If your kid is underage, all right, and they're sitting there playing with a tablet or your phone or whatever it is or on the computer, why the hell wouldn't you be paying attention to what they're doing, monitoring it at least? You got these kids that are sitting there. I see it all the time. They have the iPads in front of them because mommy and daddy don't want to pay attention to them.
Yeah, well, right? Parents are stupid. And not all parents are stupid. But, like, the you know, a lot of people have trouble with, like, you know, like, what is this? What is this? What is that? Like, you know, like, parents don't really know stuff about, like, the new, like, dark memes or the new dark things that are online. So it is kind of hard to control what content your children will look at unless you're constantly monitoring what they are looking at, which there's no way you can do.
At the end of the day, if they monitor their kids, they shouldn't have issues like this. I know some people might have reasoning behind it, but there's no reason behind not monitoring your kids. In my personal opinion, I have 3 kids. So I know that our kids are taken care of. They're not going to be
monitoring them. You're not monitoring them right now.
That's because they're at school being monitored by teachers.
You really think the teachers monitor the kids 24/7?
Well, first of all, one of them is 21, the other one is 17.
Yeah, well, your kids, that's, you know, that's different. Like, they're that age where if they want to look at scary memes, they can.
I didn't mean to click that.
Beetlejuice.
Anyway, moving right along. What do you call it? So the fact is there was one picture that became, you know, like the face of, quote unquote, the face of Momo. And what do you call it? Basically, it's a freaky looking sculpture that was produced by a Japanese artist, Keisuke Asawa.
Okay.
That is quite simply a head similar to that of something out of Beetlejuice. Now.
Really?
Beetlejuice. Beetlejuice.
I mean, I've seen the head
Beetlejuice.
Before. Right. I know what it looks like.
And it's mixed with a chick from the Ring movies. And that essentially is attached to a small, bald, chicken-like body with chicken feet and female breasts.
It's just nightmare fuel. It's just nightmare fuel.
It really is. I mean, you know, at the end of the day, I'm like, okay. It actually kind of looked like Michael Jackson a little towards the end.
Wait. Towards the end of the sculpture?
No, towards the end of his life.
Oh.
Because he went from, you know, it doesn't matter if you're black and white, but he turned out he was white.
Oh, my God.
That being said, you know, Leaving Neverland on HBO, have you watched it?
No, I haven't.
I haven't watched it yet. Not sure if I'm going to. But, you know, it's something that, you know, maybe I'll tackle a different day. I happen to love Michael Jackson, loved every bit of music that he's ever put out. I think he's a fantastic performer.
I mean, he is.
He's a pinnacle of that.
He definitely was.
Again, it comes down to, I know you and I had a thing on GHR.
Yeah.
You guys can always listen to it backwards on GHR. Again, every Thursday night, 7 p.m., iHeartRadio, iTunes, all that jazz. But we talked about when, Cliff Huxtable. What's his name?
Oh, yeah, I remember.
You know, and I can't believe I just blanked out on his name.
I don't know.
Because he's not important anymore.
Don't ask me names.
No, I'm just kidding. Bill Cosby. It's Bill Cosby. I love Bill Cosby. So, what do you call it? I didn't want to believe the things that were being said.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, you know, it is what it is. And doesn't take away from everything that he's done and accomplished. I can't support him. But, you know, at the end of the day, it was the Michael Jackson thing. There's a lot of things there. Me personally, I think that he actually thought he was Peter Pan. And he never grew up. Yeah, he never grew up. I don't think there was anything that he did that was wrong to the children. But again, anybody, let's put it on the flip side, any schmuck that would leave their kid with an adult male to have sleepovers and hang out with, then I think the parent goes back to, you know, somebody that we know.
Can you give me some relief?
That guy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, dude, come on, really?
You shouldn't do that.
No. So, end of the story. You know, the fact of the matter is Momo Challenge, stupid. Kids, if you're listening, make sure that you don't kill yourself because
or hurt yourself or hurt anybody else.
It's not real. They're not coming after you. And if they do, call old Brim. I'll come and help you out.
Do you know what that Momo thing reminds me of?
What?
It reminds me of. Do you remember the Slenderman girls?
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
That's what that reminds me of.
And everybody was freaking out. Slenderman's coming to get me.
Yeah. Well, those two girls, like, they nearly killed that one girl.
Did they? Hell yeah!
You don't remember that?
I do.
You remember that now, right?
Yes.
Yeah. They were like her friend, right? It was three of them, and then like they were like, oh, let's go play in the woods or something like that, or they were going for like a walk or something.
Yeah.
And then, like, the one girl was just like, stab her now.
Right.
Now. And, like, they did it for Slenderman. And I'm just like, you girls don't know the difference between, like, what's real and what's not.
Obviously not.
I mean, obviously they didn't.
Obviously not.
I watched the interrogation videos of that.
They're really?
Really weird. Those girls are really messed up. Those girls are really messed up.
Well, I can imagine they're even more messed up at this point.
Oh, I'm sure.
So, anyway, moving along, what do you call it? I wanted to mention, I don't know why it came up, but, you know, a couple weeks ago, I was chatting with Haley, you know, and of course, you know, she says the wildest things sometimes, and we started getting on the whole Pluto thing, and we've got that moron, Neil deGrasse Tyson. He seems quite amusing. Let's play this clip.
Pluto had it coming from the beginning. It was never really belong. Pluto's orbit crosses that of another planet. That's no kind of behavior for a planet. No.
You gotta stay in your lane.
Stay in your lane.
No, you stay in your lane, Neil deGrasse Tyson. You stay in your lane. Because not only did you say it, you were wrong. You were wrong, and Pluto is a planet, so you could go take yourself and... I have nothing good
Pluto's
to say.
Pluto's not a planet, I'm
Pluto
sorry.
Pluto is a... Shut your damn mouth!
It's not!
Shut your damn mouth!
It's not!
God damn it, Alex!
I'm sorry, I'm with Neil on this one. It's
no,
not a planet.
It is a planet. It has been a planet forever and a day.
It's never been a planet. That's the thing.
What are you talking about? Listen... I come from the prehistoric ages, and I'm telling you that up until like 5 years ago, Pluto has always been a planet.
Pluto is smaller than our moon.
So?
No,
so it's a small planet.
No, it's not a small...
It's a dwarf planet, right?
It's a dwarf planet.
Okay, thank you. So what does that say? What, it is dwarf, and then what came after
it's
that?
It's not
What came after? It's a dwarf what?
Planet.
Thank you. So that means it's a planet.
But there's other dwarf planets out there. We don't consider it a planet.
Alejandro, this is a planet.
No.
Listen, anyway, Sheldon said it best, and then we're going to take a break. Hold on one second.
Sheldon, I want you to meet Neil deGrasse Tyson from the Hayden Planetarium in New York.
I'm quite familiar with Dr. Tyson. He's responsible for the demotion of Pluto from planetary status. I liked Pluto. Ergo, I do not like you.
And we're going to take a break because I agree with Sheldon.
Hey, it's Brim. If you like what you're hearing here on Within Brim's Skin, catch me with my crew on the Grindhouse Radio, on iTunes, Google, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and over 20 other networks, with new episodes launching weekly at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tune in and get with the program. GHR, it's where it's at.
Hi, this is Deep Roy from Star Trek, and you're listening to Brimstone. Yeehaw!
The original Mane & Tail Shampoo and Conditioner is a personal hair care solution that's been going strong for almost 50 years. Created right off the family horse farm to get show horses looking their very best. Then, Mane & Tail was discovered by people as a choice solution for their own hair care needs. Today, the line has expanded to include hair care solutions for everyone, from color protecting to deep moisturizing. Mane & Tail has an answer. So, discover the secret for yourself. Mane & Tail, your hair care solution. Available for retail purchase at most grocery, drug, mass, and beauty supply stores nationwide. ManeAndTail.com.
Hey, yo, what up? This is DMC, the King of Rock. And you're listening to Brimstone on Grindhouse Radio.
And we're back to Within Brim Skin.
Oh, that's an interesting music intro.
Well, the reason for it is because I wanted to say, you know, I'm very upset. I caught wind that Jeopardy host Alex Trebek was diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer.
No.
Absolutely horrible. This is truly a shame. He's one of the longest lasting living game show host legends, and he is a national treasure. So, you know, we definitely wanted to, you know, wish him and his family the best. And,
oh, yeah, of
you
course.
Know, love him to death, so. Anyway, moving forward, what do you call it? I also wanted to say there was a thing out in, I think it was in Twitterverse, out in the Twitterverse.
All right, so I don't know about it. Well,
you probably don't know about it. So there was a thing that they were talking about milk coke, okay?
What?
Okay. Now I'm going to explain this to you. Now, milk coke is better known to me as Silk, which is soda and milk.
Oh. Now, you've talked about this before.
I have talked about this before. Not on air, but I have talked about it in the office.
Yeah.
Now, this has been a thing for me since I was like 4 or 5 years old. It was always one of my favorite drinks. My mother used to make it for me throughout my childhood. All right. So
okay.
Essentially, I don't see how people are seeming to think this is a new thing because I've had this as a treat for the last 40 something years.
Maybe it's just it's coming back. It's being popular again, I guess. Is it really just milk in Coke?
All it is you put milk and Coke together. It's like half and half, or, you know, a little bit more milk or a little bit more soda, depending on your preference. It's like having an egg cream or a milk, like a shake. Not like a milkshake, but like a fountain drink. You know what I'm saying? With like a...
with like a creamy...
Yeah, like it's soda and ice cream. It's the same thing.
It just does not sound good
to
me.
No, it is so good.
I don't know if...
It is good.
I also don't drink soda.
Well, there you go. Yeah. But I absolutely... Unless my mother was keeping it a household secret for all these years and nobody else ever did it...
Well, you said it was called Silk, right?
I called it Silk because it's soda and milk. So we always called it Silk. They're calling it Milk Coke. And there was like articles and everything going crazy online. I'm going, are you kidding me? Like, this isn't new. Are you stupid? Like, I was offended. I was offended.
I mean, you could probably like I guarantee you there's got to be something out there of like people trying that long time ago. You can probably shut people up. Just be like, no, you fools. Like, this is not a new thing. This is not a 2019 thing.
I didn't look into it. Look, there had to have been a ton of different responses, and there were like thousands and thousands of different things that being said. I didn't look through
it. Right.
But I was just I read the article and I'm like, are you kidding me? Seriously?
Yeah, well, I mean, that happens all the time though. You know, things will like be popular and then like they'll kind of fade out and then they'll come back and people think they're new and it's like, no, it actually was around like 60 years ago, 40 years ago.
I know.
Happens all the time.
It is what it is, man.
It is what it is.
So I wanted to talk about something that I wound up coming across, a Long Island man. All right. So for those of you who don't know, we're from Long Island, which is in New York.
Gotta love our Long Island men.
All right. This inhuman infection of society.
Oh, no. No, okay? All right, we don't love him.
He is a pimple on the ass cheek of life.
Oh, God, we really don't love him.
He gouged out his 78-year-old grandmother's eyes with his fingers during an argument.
No.
Okay? Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No way.
Okay. This absolute loser, I swear to God, this absolute loser, he was obviously mooching off his grandmother, okay?
Yeah.
And this was probably the last family member who actually gave a damn about him.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
no,
this,
I know
this,
what you're saying.
I saw the mugshot. This guy was a freaking loser, all right? You know? Yeah. And the fact of the matter is, you know, he overdrew her account by $1,000. So he stole her credit card.
Okay.
Overdrew the account by $1,000. Then engaged in verbal altercation. When the old lady tried to get away, she tried running to a neighbor for help. She was screaming. She was running.
Right.
She was outside the neighbor's house. This jerk-off grabbed her outside of the neighbor's house and gouged out her eyes with his fingers, causing them to rupture. She literally spent like 8 hours in the operating room, them trying to fix it to give her at least an opportunity to try to get her sight. They gave her 1% chance. It's not going to happen.
Yeah, she's not going to get back her eyes.
78 years old, and this happens from a grandchild. Can you imagine that? We need to bring back the death penalty. Essentially, you know, if convicted, he faces 25 years in prison.
Okay.
All right, but in a matter of moments, you just give me 5 minutes alone with him. 5 minutes alone. I will hit him harder than the freaking drums, okay? He will be dead, done, finished, finito. There will be nothing left of him but a smudge.
See, I don't know if he needs to die.
No, he needs to die.
You think he needs to die?
He needs to die. Pieces of garbage like that should not be... All right, we're going to get within Brimskin now. All right, this really pisses me off.
All right.
These maggots of people with no spine, these jellyfish son of a bitches, all right, who you know, like to pick on women, hit women, these men who like to hit women, who like to hit old people. There was another incident where there was a guy who went after a woman. She was driving a car. She had a kid in the backseat. The guy threw a brick at the car. She stopped and was like, what the hell? And he proceeded to beat the crap out of the woman on the side of the road. Alex, if I would have seen that happen, or if I would have caught that guy afterwards, I would have killed the guy.
Yeah, but then you'd be going to, you know, for manslaughter.
No, self-defense. Self-defense. No. If he was doing that to this woman,
right,
and I went to break it up and he tried to hit me back, that's self-defense.
Still a lot of court fees, though.
Well, you know what? At the end of the day, I don't care. It would be well worth it.
All right.
That being said, I mean, these people, they're these scummy freaking people who just, all they want to do is hurt people.
Yeah, see, I'm under the opinion that, like, try to help first before you go to the death penalty, and then if someone's beyond help, then I can see it. But like, I don't like to give the death penalty to people unless they've committed, like, I'm talking like Sandy Hook or something of like that nature.
They should die too, and most of them do.
No, well, and I agree with that. But it usually has to be on that type of scale for me to go, yeah, that person deserves to die.
You know what? Listen, if somebody was coming up there and you know, say you have grandparents still?
Yeah.
Okay, you love your grandma?
Of course.
If you were walking down the street with your grandma and somebody came up and shanked her, what are you going to do? You're going to say, oh, I'm going to let you go. Oh, that's fine.
I didn't say let them go. I think they should definitely get hard time, but I also think that depending on the situation, they need psychiatric treatment because there's got to be something wrong.
Like, absolutely something
like,
wrong.
If there's something wrong and you have like a mental illness, then I have a hard time saying like, okay, like that, you know, if there's something going on up there, it's not entirely their fault. I can't really put the blame on them entirely if there's really something wrong. If there's not, if they're just a psychopath and there's nothing that you can do, nothing that's going to change that, then yeah, they should probably go.
Let's eradicate them all. I'm sorry. I'm eradicating everybody.
Yeah.
I'm eradicating them. I don't want them. I don't want to deal with it. You want to know why? Because I have to worry about my family, my friends. You know what I'm saying?
Like, I know
you
what know, you're saying.
And the fact of the matter is you know, look, these like people get desperate times. I understand if people go and they rob a bank or something, or if they're robbing a store. But you know what? Why are you going to threaten to kill somebody while you're in there? They don't care. They'll kill somebody. They'll shoot somebody dead. So why shouldn't
you're
they?
Out of your mind.
Why shouldn't they die?
Because if you're out of your mind, I don't think it's necessarily entirely your fault. Because I have people that are close to me that are in that situation where like they get violent if they're off their meds, you know, and
okay,
it's not their fault. But like prior to them being prescribed medication, nobody knew. We didn't know.
But still, at the end of the day, if they do something really bad, then they do something really bad, and
listen,
they deserve to pay for it.
I'm saying, if they went and shot up a school, I'm not saying that they shouldn't die. But like, if they hurt one person because of the mental illness that they're suffering from, they seek treatment, get better, and then serve, I don't know, 5 to 10 years in jail, I don't see a problem with that.
No. I would rather them get swift justice. I am a swift justice person.
Okay.
Anyway, I would like to, because we're coming towards the end of the show, I would like to bring up a question, and if you guys would like to respond to it on social media, I would like to know. So here's my question, okay? Why do you call priests father?
That's your question?
That is my question.
Oh, man. Do you know how many bad responses we're going to get?
I want to know, why do they call priests father? That is what we're going to do. And that being said, I want to thank everybody again for tuning into the Grind. Oh, my God. Two with Inbrin Skin.
To the Grindhouse Radio.
No, check us out at 7 p.m. on Thursday nights. Anyway, as always, we thank you for tuning in. Say goodbye, Alex.
Bye, guys.
See you next time. Brim out.